Hello, I'm Sean Richards of Not a Yes Man's Economics. And what I want to talk about today is inflation. Over the weekend, this was in the air, although you might not have thought of it quite like that, with the movements in Turkey and the Turkish lira. If we look at Turkey at the moment, the inflation measure says the inflation's 15% over the last year. If we look a bit deeper, the producer price inflation's 25%. So before the last few days' moves, there already was extra inflation baked in. Depending where the Turkish lira ends up, it looks like more's on its way. When the lira went above 7 to the US dollar, quite a lot more. This morning it's dipped back towards 6, so a bit less. That is an example, in some respects, of what the UK used to be like. There's kind of an irony there, a trade deficit, high inflation. Mid-1970s and then rumbling on UK, actually, if you go through it, even to some extent with their interest rates. For us, though, as we've seen this morning, there are still issues, but the numbers are not a lot lower. This is quite an important point. There's been a switchover, and it's easy to assume it's absolutely everywhere, but places like Argentina, Turkey prove not. But in the UK now, what matters actually is quite small changes in inflation. Why is this a big deal? Well, if we go back to yesterday, we had the wages numbers, and in essence, we had more of the same. In spite of the fact that in terms of employment, unemployment numbers, the economy looks very good on those. However, once we come to the wages number, there's not much sign of a change. Maybe a pickup here, but then we find a month drops. So for example, you could say that regular pay is rising at 2.7%. And the Bank of England likes to pick out the issue of private sector regular pay, 2.9%. However, if we take the overall number for everything and just take the 1 month we've got rather than the 3 monthly average, the number was 2.1%. And it keeps being like that. Numbers in the mid 2%, you can pick one saying it looks better, you can pick another saying it looks worse, and we come back to it a few months later, and in essence, we're in the same position. So that means that economic theories, I was taught back in the day, things like the output gap and that sort of thing, haven't applied. It's one of the reasons where the Bank of England has gone wrong. But if we bring that forwards to today and the inflation numbers, if wages aren't doing a lot, even when you might think that they would, then inflation really matters, how you measure it, because you're trying to give people an idea of where they actually stand. What people like me would call real wages, your real position. How are you doing? This comes to a problem, as in there are various different inflation numbers, and it's hard not to have a wry laugh at this morning's numbers. Of the sort of three ones you might look at in the UK all went in different directions. The one they're trying to plug at the minute, the Office of National Statistics, stood the same. The Consumer Price Index nudged higher. The Retail Price Index fell. I would say you couldn't make that up. Actually, something like that happened a few months ago. Why does this happen? Because these have different approaches as to how you measure inflation. Whilst the establishment's trying to rubbish the retail price index, it has several strengths. The first strength is it's a cost of living index. That leads on to another interrelated strength, which is it has things like house prices in it. Because if you're measuring how people are doing, you need to have that in it, don't you? It's a big deal, particularly in the UK. When we move to something like the Consumer Price Index, that was for a completely different purpose, so it leaves owner-occupied housing out. So here's a change. That's one of the reasons why you get a difference in the numbers. Then, for some reason, our establishment decided that they'd try and put the owner-occupied housing sector in because people like me were being a nuisance. However, what they decided to do was to put in rents for people that don't pay it. That's a number that stayed the same today. How is it sort of doing that? Why is it always the lower number? Well, because as they recalled it, UK rental growth's very low, 0.9%. If you're renting, please don't shout at the screen. Actually, I think the rental numbers are higher than that. They're badly measured. But even so, they're a lot lower than house prices. So as you can see, there's a bit of a jumbled soup here of different numbers, which gives you different answers. So if we bring all this back to the UK economy right now, we've maybe got a little bit of real wage growth, or we haven't, or they're falling, as you can see. That doesn't narrow it down much. This is very sad because this argument's been going on for several years. But what it does represent is a complete shift in economics. It should represent a shift in economic theory, but doesn't necessarily. The strong forces of things like globalization pressing down on wages and those sort of factors have built in. So it would appear we don't get much wage growth. And this looks around, you can look around different countries and you see similar effects. America currently looks like it's doing well. Wage growth hasn't really picked up much out of the 2%. There are one or two little flickers of places, like for example, you can see it in Eastern Europe, but these are places like Romania and Hungary where actual wages are quite a bit lower than here. That's why we've seen people come here. So there's a little bit of a readjustment, but not really a change. And that, if you want it in a nutshell, is credit crunch era economics. The issue of wages, how this is going to change. Are we now all facing a future where we won't ever see much wage growth? Let me rail back slightly on the ever. I mean, looking forwards 5-10 years. I think that we have to face that prospect. It changes life, doesn't it? In my opinion, one way it changes things is that we should aim to keep inflation lower, at least keep it below the lower wage growth. Problem for central banks is they're trying to get inflation up, which will stop real wage growth if it stays as it is. So there's your thought for today. These things have really changed. A lot of other bits of economics that are from the past just simply don't apply anymore.